The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. What happens on Tuesday, Liam? Linda's on?
Assignment.
There you go. It's the 7th of March, 2023, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is there for you. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
So, how you doing?
I'm hanging out. It's real easy to get here and be awake when the sun's kind of out.
Yeah. Well, the sun's kind of out, but...
Well, when it's not pitch black.
Yeah, so what's the weather look like?
Yeah, so we're going to have rain. Today we have a high of 45 and showers all day. Tonight, a low of 33, showers and snow. Wednesday, a high of 49, rain and showers. But yeah, we're going to be in the high 40s, low 50s with rain and snow showers.
Do I see thunderstorms? I've got on this one here, showers with thunderstorms also possible. So
yeah,
stand by. Anyway, yeah, I'm looking all the way through Sunday. And do you see the same thing I see?
Just a bunch of rain.
Rain.
Rain, rain, rain.
Rain, rain, rain. Okay. But it doesn't say snow after Thursday, it doesn't look like.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a locally owned business, family-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans because they care about their customers. It's a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And on the phone, I have Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I've actually been enjoying the snow lately, I must say.
Really?
Yes.
Well.
Am I like the only person?
Yeah, so far. So far, you're the only person that said, you know, on the first day, everybody goes, ooh, it's just nice. But yesterday it was snowing. I lost my guest, my previous guest called yesterday. They're snowed in.
Manton. Wow. Yeah, did you see the size of the snowflakes yesterday? They were ginormous.
Yeah, they were. They were large. But they didn't stick. But if you go higher... They were sticking.
Right. Oh,
okay.
Very much so.
So what's happening with the veterans this month?
Okay, we got a lot of things on the books for the month of March. But just as a reminder as we start, Sunday, March 12th, daylight saving time begins. And that's where we will spring forward 1 hour on our clocks. So mark that on your calendar for March 12th.
Does that mean I get an extra hour of sleep or I lose an hour? I always forget.
You lose.
If you lose an hour. But you do it Sunday morning, right? March
12th. 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
Yeah,
on Sunday morning.
So it's 2 a.m.,
it doesn't affect you at all. Except you just lost an hour of sleep because you've got to go to work.
I do have to go to work.
Yeah. Well.
So on March 13th, we have National Canine Veterans Day. Now, this day is set aside to honor the service and sacrifices of American military and working dogs, both past and present. You know, sometimes you might be at events and you might see people wearing a purple poppy pin, and that is in remembrance of all animals that lost their lives during war, including our military working dogs. So that's
good.
March 13th.
Okay.
And then we roll into March 15th, where we have to say happy birthday to the American Legion. Now, this veterans-based organization was created back in 1919 and has served our veterans and promoted patriotism for over a century. Some of the accomplishments of the American Legion include the creation of the U.S. Veterans Bureau, the GI Bill, and the Flag Code. So happy birthday month for the American Legion.
Okay. Yeah, they play a big part. They're out there.
Oh, yes, definitely. On March 21st, it is National Rosie the Riveter Day. This day is set aside to recognize the part American women played during World War II. And this goes along with the month of March being known as National Women's History Month.
National March, wait a minute, say that again. March yes, is what?
March is known as National Women's History Month.
Yeah, we just had Enjoy on yesterday, and that's their issue, was about women, women in business. It was great. It's a great issue, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
March 25th is National Medal of Honor Day. This day is set aside to honor and remember the many sacrifices made by our men and women in uniform who have earned the Medal of Honor, which is the highest of military honors awarded by the United States.
And they just awarded one to Special Forces guy from, I believe, Vietnam. His, if you can believe it, his citation that was forwarded up had gotten lost someplace. Okay. And then when they did find it, it got lost again, which is, you know, ridiculous. But if you understand the bureaucracy, I don't understand it at all. I mean, this is something that should have, like, big, should have, like, stars attached to it and all this. But he received his Medal of Honor finally from Vietnam, I think it was last week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, the Medal of Honor tradition actually dates back to Civil War times. In fact, the first Medal of Honor recipient was Army Private Jacob Parrott, and the year was 1863.
Yeah, up until then, they had no no awards for bravery or valor.
Yeah.
And this is what they started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely the highest honor, so fantastic on that. March 29th is Vietnam Veterans Day. You just mentioned Vietnam. Is Vietnam Veterans Day, and according to the U.S. Department of Defense, there were nearly 3 million service members who served in Vietnam, and both my uncle and my cousin were boots on the ground in Vietnam.
You know, it's a little-known fact that most, a significant majority of the men and women who served in Vietnam were volunteers. They weren't draftees. A lot of people think it was all draftees, and it wasn't. Many of them had volunteered. Did you know
that? I don't think our Vietnam vets were treated as they ought to have
been. Oh, they were treated like crap when they came back.
Yeah.
When we came back from Iraq after a Desert Storm, the city of San Diego had a parade to honor the military. And who led the parade? Vietnam vets. First parade they'd ever had. So, yeah, that was a big event.
So that will be March 29th, Vietnam Veterans Day. And if I can change hats here really quick, an event that I would like to promote would be for the month of March. If you're looking to do something on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, the American Legion Post 746, located in Cottonwood, will be doing a special St. Patrick's Day celebration and hosting a corned beef and cabbage dinner from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on March 17th. Dinner is $10, and the proceeds go to the Legion. They are working on repairs to the post, so you would be helping support that effort. And again, that's March 17th from 4 to 7 p.m., and dinner is $10.
Yeah, I saw that notice, I think yesterday. I think it came out when I saw it. And I'm going to be talking about that over the next few days. See if we can't push that out there.
Fantastic. We are also sharing that information on our Facebook page, American Legion Auxiliary District 2, California. So there will be updates, and we will definitely be sharing that as well.
Okay. Good.
And if I may throw one more thing out there, since we have definitely been focused on the weather lately, the U.S. National Weather Service has shared a very helpful phone number where you can easily check road conditions. And this is the Caltrans Highway Information Service number, and it's 1-800-427-7623. That's 1-800-427-7623. 1-800-273.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Anne-Marie. As
you are welcome. Thank you for having me back.
You bet. Hey, Anne-Marie, give me a call today, will you please? I have an idea.
Okay. I like ideas. Okay. Definitely.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Happy March, everyone.
Happy March. Let's take a quick break, and let's talk about some of the things that are going on here. Tomorrow, in fact, is the Fraud Prevention Fair at Mercy Oaks, on Mercy Oaks Drive. It goes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's free. Don't become a victim of fraud in 2023. District Attorney's Office Fraud Prevention Team is there. Resources from state, local, and federal agencies. Learn how to better protect yourself from fraudulent business practices and scams. For more information or to register, I think you could probably just show up. It's kind of it's an open house. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Give Brianna a call at the DA's office at 530-245-6322. But it's tomorrow, March 8th, at Mercy Oaks, on Mercy Oaks Drive, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Fraud Prevention Fair. Now, on March 11th, is the Legal Fund to Restore Second Amendment Rights and Open Carry in California. Fundraising dinner, live auction, raffle. Let me see, who is going to... Master Ceremonies is Chris Kellstrom. No Host Bar. Guns and great raffle prizes, I can imagine. Proceeds go to the Second Amendment lawsuit. For more information, contact Mark at 530-227-6729. It's going to be at the Anderson VFW Hall on Center Street there. The mixer starts at 4. Like I said, it's catered by Rocking Pea Barbecue. Tickets $40 a piece, table of eight, $300, includes $200 in raffle tickets. Okay, we'll take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Mandy Ahrens with Shasta Beam High-Speed Internet. We have been building new towers and expanding our network so we can offer 100 megabits per second speed packages to rural Northern California, giving you faster and more reliable internet. We understand that high-speed internet, unlimited data, and local technical support is important to our community. Shasta Beam has internet packages that start at only $59.95 a month. Call us today for our free installation special and try Shasta Beam risk-free with our money-back guarantee. Visit ShastaBeam.com for more information.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:20 in the morning. It's 40 degrees out there on the 7th of March. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, dedicated, locally owned, locally run, local board of directors, four branches. They've been in the business for 15 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they started. Cornerstone Community Bank, in fact, will be on tomorrow morning at 7 and bringing in a business, I believe, one of the businesses that they've helped move forward. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. We do business with Cornerstone. I'm very happy with it. Yesterday I talked about a reason not to go to Florida, move to Florida. Really? The only reason I could come up with was a guy got attacked by a gator at his front door. Okay. Don't go to Mexico. Now, you're asking yourself, why could that be? Well, there's, you know, a number of reasons. If you do go to Mexico, don't do like Jeff Gordon did. Or I think it was Jeff Gordon. He had a gun in his possession somewhere in his stuff, and they found it, and he just got sentenced to 3 years in jail.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, but, you know, he's not going to serve a day. But still, it made made headline news.
Yeah.
And they're saying you cannot bring a gun to Mexico. Well, these four Americans that went down to Mexico, a lot of people go down there for medicine. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
In Tijuana, they have dentists there and other doctors that don't charge a whole lot. You know, mm-hmm. We're talking maybe things like plastic surgeries, yeah, and stuff like that. They have offices in the United States, too, but they have offices down in Tijuana. But these four Americans were heading into from North Carolina. They had a van with North Carolina plates on it, and they were in which part of Mexico? Northern Mexico border city of Matamoros, which I've heard of. They ran into some gunmen who shot up their van and then drugged them to a pickup truck and threw them in there. And it turns out, well, they've identified one of them, a family member, said that they went down there for medical reasons. One of the people going down was going down for a tummy tuck. Now, they said they encountered the gunman shortly after crossing the border in a minivan with North Carolina license plates. Shortly after that, unidentified gunman fired upon the passengers in the vehicle, and the four Americans were placed in a pickup and taken from the scene. Two men were being drugged across the streets, you know,
yeah,
unconscious or dead. One woman seemed to be alive, and they threw her in the back of it. Another one appeared they couldn't tell. Now, I wouldn't go to Mexico for a number of reasons. My good friend, my brother, Ted Leidy, who is turkey hunting down there, on their way back, a truck pulls them over. They jump out with automatic weapons, which are truly assault weapons, not,
yeah,
you know, what, no matter what people call assault weapons, they're not. With assault weapons, got them out of the truck and lined them up on the road, facing away from them. Now, my friend Ted has been in combat several times, and he was thinking, when I hear the first shot, I'm going for him. You know, there's nothing. I'm not going to just die here in a ditch, just standing here. Well, it turns out that their guide's yelling at the gunman, yelling at them, and they took all of their stuff out, all their suitcases. They were on their way to the airport, and their guns, and threw them on the side of the road. All they wanted was the truck, and so off they drove. Yeah. Now that's happened to somebody I know. When it happens, you read about it, you don't really pay attention. But when it happens to someone you know, you have to ask yourself, do I want to go down and visit or hunt in Mexico? I'm sure there's places that are safe in Mexico. I just don't know where.
Yeah.
But then you hear about Matamoros, which is right across, you know, the border.
Right on, yeah.
And they get shot up either because they didn't understand who was in the van, or something happened, and anyway, they're gone for a tummy tuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's crazy.
Yesterday was Florida because a guy opened his door at night, and a 7-foot alligator lunged at him and bit him in the leg. And he said, holy crap, I've just been bitten by an alligator. He did. That's what he said. And somebody came in and said, well, they must have left fish or food out there. No, they didn't. It's alligator mating season. So if you're in Florida, you might want to watch out. If it gets cold in Florida, you have to watch out for iguanas.
Oh, yeah.
Because iguanas get in trees. And if it gets cold enough, they fall out of the trees. People have been injured by falling iguanas. There's a second reason not to go to Florida. You could be hit by a falling iguana. Now, does that overcome the tax breaks, the cost of property down there?
Well, then there's Florida man.
The fact that it's Florida. I mean, you know, come on. Anyway.
Then there's Florida man.
The Florida man.
The Florida man.
Tell people what Florida man is.
So it's like this meme. It's Florida man. Like, if you look up Florida man, like every week, there's always just something insane. So right now the headline is Florida man bit by alligator. But next week it'll be like Florida man arrested for like driving on fentanyl or something crazy.
I know.
And it's always the craziest thing.
It is. And they're all from Florida.
And they're always Florida. It's always Florida man.
Hey, I'd like to let everybody know that Gavin Newsom, our governor, was safe during these snowstorms because he had taken a personal trip to Baja California, which is in Mexico. While residents were dealing with the aftermath of snow that dumped as much as 10 feet of snow, it was unclear why Newsom opted to travel out of California during the storm situation, as well after declaring a state of emergency in 13 counties, including Los Angeles, on Wednesday. He probably had a reservation at a, I don't know what, Airbnb.
Probably.
You know, you didn't really expect Newsom to stay here because it's cold.
Here's 60 times Florida man did something crazy. Florida man charged with assault with a deadly weapon after throwing alligator through Wendy's drive-thru window. Florida man steals car.
Do not do that while I'm drinking.
Realizes
coffee.
A baby is in it. Drops baby off safely and makes his getaway.
Oh, because he stole the car?
Because he stole the car.
Yeah. Well, I can see that. They jump in, they steal the car, they turn around, they look, oh my gosh, I'm a kidnapper.
Florida man gets tired of waiting in hospital, steals the ambulance, drives home. Florida man tries to rob GameStop while wearing a transparent bag on his head.
A transparent bag on his head.
Florida man breaks into jail to hang with friends.
He does what?
Breaks into jail to hang with friends.
Breaks into jail so he can hang out with his buddies. Well, it was probably a big event.
Florida man painting anti-Hillary message on Tampa Bay crabs.
On crabs?
Crabs.
Anti-Hillary message.
Florida man who tried to run to the Bermuda in inflatable bubble rescued by Coast Guard again.
He was trying to escape to Cuba.
Probably.
Oh, okay. All right. That's enough. Because it's time, thank God, to take a break. But this thing in Mexico is bothersome because it's right across the border.
It is.
We've lost control of the border. Everybody knows that. I don't care what. I mean, my Democratic friends that I've talked to, they realize that the border is a mess. And they realize what impact it's having on us. And yet, Trump's no longer the president.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 2 years. It's, you know, own this one. You know, Mr. Biden, President Biden has had the opportunity to shut this border down, and he chooses not to. Instead, where he was shutting businesses down, they were, you know, churches, businesses, everything. They were allowing people across the border.
Yeah.
Yuma, Arizona, which is, by the way, the home of Marine Corps Air Station Yuma, a lot of assets out there. A lot of Marines and their families were in there. It was getting ready to declare bankruptcy. Their hospitals were overrun. They were not being paid back for the millions of dollars it took to take care of illegals and all this. So it's bad. It's bad along the border. And yet nothing's being done. And they just arrested somebody coming across the border with 797 fentanyl pills. Enough to kill millions. Maybe 793 pounds. That's what it was. Of fentanyl. Enough to kill, you know, what'd they say, 30 million, 40 million people. And it's still open. Okay, let's take a quick break. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about something a little more cheerful. We're going to be talking about Riverfront Playhouse and the big extravaganza they've got going. We have tickets for it. So if you're interested in going to a great play, but they're going to be on in a minute and talk to us about it. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, a great place to buy jewelry, my friends. They have an outstanding selection, anything from old pawn to estate sales, to just your regular stuff, but then specially designed pieces they do. Or how about, have you ever wanted to design a piece of jewelry yourself and have it built for your loved one? Well, they can help you there, and they can build it, too. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474 or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only Dish Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment. It's Tuesday, 7:36 in the morning here on the 7th of March. 40 degrees and count on showers today with possible thunderstorms after 4 p.m., high near 45. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You're saying to me, Quick and Clean Car Wash? Well, I'm reminding you that at after the storms, your car, truck is going to look like it's been through storms, and you got mud all over it and everything. Head on down to Quick and Clean Car Wash. Their car washes start at $9, and your car or truck comes out incredibly clean, incredibly waxy looking. You know, it's got wax on it and the whole enchilada, as I say. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to Dutch Bros. And I'm here with Riverfront Playhouse with the Alvies. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you all? Well, good. Because you got a big event coming up.
We do. I'm super excited. This is my directorial debut,
and that's right.
And so I am co-directing with Marla O'Brien on Golden Pond, which opens on Friday the 10th. We do have a $15 preview on Thursday the 9th, and we are super super excited about this play.
Well, you know what? On one of the classic channels they had on Golden Pond the other day.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
But I'm coming to you. I'm going to come to your play this year, okay. And Linda will be so happy.
Oh, good.
That it's my idea instead of her dragging me from spot to spot.
Well, good. I'm glad you're coming. We have a great cast, a lot of veterans, and then we have a couple of people that have never been on our stage. One of the actors, Nathan Miller, has not acted for many years since he was in school, high school. But John Welsh, who has been in many plays and has directed many plays, is the lead. He plays Norman Thayer Jr., does a fantastic job. He's kind of an old curmudgeon, kind of losing his mind a little bit. He's just getting old. And
wait, you're talking about John or the character?
The character, Norm. John is not an old curmudgeon.
Hey, John, I know you're listening. Yeah, you are. John is played the part in A Few Good Men.
Yes, he did.
The Colonel.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what a great job you did. Well, the whole cast did a good mm-hmm. did a good job. But he was just he got it.
Yeah,
he got it.
Yep.
And I was the and I'll just say this, I was the consultant just for military matters on that, and they took it real seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the first thing that turns me off about any type of military movie, and probably a lot of military guys are like this, is the uniforms are wrong or they're doing something that's just dumb. Mm-hmm. The kids from everybody putting it on actually went down to Cypress Square Barbershop and got haircuts. You know, they fit in. Oh yeah, you know.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It was. You know, this was where you know they got into it.
And John, he is the consummate actor. You
know, he is.
He comes out of Hollywood. He was a Hollywood cowboy actor. Here in Reading, we forget sometimes that we didn't all grow up here. I mean, I don't know where you came from. I moved up the valley from Los Angeles several ways, you know. John came up, and there is just talent everywhere.
I came from Iraq.
And John is one of those top.
He is. Actors. He actually is. Okay. So, Rhonda, tell me about the play. You know, people may say, I think I've heard of it, but what is that about,
really?
Well,
it's a lot about family, and Norman Thayer has a strained relationship with his daughter, Chelsea, who is played by Emery Hornaday, and she calls him Norman. She doesn't call him Dad. She calls him Norman, and she just feels like she had a lot of pressure growing up. He put a lot of pressure on her, and so it kind of goes through their relationship. She comes home to celebrate his 80th birthday, and she brings her new boyfriend and his son. So she's going to be a stepmom. And this son and Norm, Billy Jr. and Norm, become friends and form a really great relationship.
Oh.
And it kind of changes Norm's it changes him a lot, because they didn't have any grandkids, so this is his, you know, kind of like a grandchild, and he gets to take him fishing and on Golden Pond, and it's just a really charming story. Billy doesn't have a really big part, and Billy's played by Lance Zanaroli, who's been in several plays, but not on our stage, and he's just darling. He's 13, and so they just form this really great relationship, and then Norm and his daughter kind of make amends, and his wife is Cindy Robertson. She plays Ethel, and she is just a really kind person, and just has a lot of patience with her husband, and they really are in love. But there's just some really intense parts between her and her daughter, and between Norm and his daughter, and it just turns out to be.
Does it talk about what had caused this estrangement?
Does it allude to it? Chelsea feels like she was always not good enough. You know, she kind of followed in her father's footsteps, becoming a diver on the swim team, and she was a diver. He was a diver. Mm-hmm. She only did it to try and make him proud, and she always felt like she was just a fat girl, you know, and her dad never really gave her a lot of encouragement, and she just never felt like she was good enough.
Well, I think that the dynamic of the family is it is an important issue that, that Carl touched on. That, you know, older men have a tendency, or not older men, but I think a lot of your listeners have a background, especially in military, where there's some things they don't want to talk about. They come somewhat stoic and kind of hard to reach through, you know. And then, of course, for those of us who are getting older, Carl, I'm talking about Carl.
well, I had the option not to do that, but.
You just get kind of that veneer, kind of stoic, you know, and what a great.
Men have a tendency to do that.
Yeah. Right. My father did, for sure.
And mine did. My dad.
We compartmentalize a lot.
So when he meets this young boy, there's a connection that's unexpected, and it breaks it down, and it's just a wonderful, transformation that you see, and the whole family kind of comes together, and you know.
So this is a really good play.
And it was a play before the movie,
right?
So then
this was a play, but it explores a family's relationships of father and daughter who are estranged, but get back together again. It sounds like
and this some of the acting, some of the characters are quirky, so it's funny.
There are some really funny parts.
It's not this trauma all
the
way through.
No.
Okay, that's good to hear too, because you know you can only take so much Oh my gosh.
No, there are some pretty intense parts, but most of it is just really lighthearted and really funny parts. Norm has some really great lines in there.
He's kind of quirky.
Yeah. But it's really a fun play, and I've really had fun working with this cast and working with my co-director, who has directed a lot of plays.
Well, you know what I want to do is I want to take a quick break here, and I'm going to talk about Riverfront. You know, created in 1981, all that you've done with it over the years. And then if somebody would like to go see on opening weekend on Golden Pond, we have some vouchers right here. So give us a call at 605-4567 and see a great play with some super actors in it. And the this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, two separate divisions that Judy has. She started her company in 1993. And is located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. But she is a person that treats her customers and the people that work with her treat the customers as they would friends. With all of the things going on in the stock markets and investments and inflation, do you want a second opinion on your retirement plan or a 401k? Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Take a load off Freddy.
And you put the loan right on me.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 till 8. It's time to get up. Wakey, wakey. Eggs and bakey. Get ready to go to work. Now, there's people out there that have been at work for like 2 hours going, yeah, it's real funny, Carl. I'm here with Rhonda and Daryl Alvey, and we're talking about on Golden Pond, but I want to talk about Riverfront Playhouse, too. Founded in 1981, I think.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about, do you know the history of it? I mean, I know, Daryl, you're
old. He tells the history a lot better.
Yeah, because, I mean, you were probably there when it started.
Oh, thank you, Carl.
But he was not.
Well, you know, I mean,
he could have been a child actor.
We talk about people coming into the theater and what community we are. I didn't start acting until I was, like, in my mid-60s. So,
cool.
You're joking, but I really didn't. It was a great opportunity.
I think it's great.
But the theater started there in July of 1981. First play was Seesaw, and it was a warehouse over on Cyprus.
And can I just say something about that move? That first play is the director that's directing with me directed that, or she was in that first play.
That first play in
1981. Yeah, in 1981, yes.
Yeah, Marlo O'Brien, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, we're talking 40-plus years now.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's reflective.
Could it be a child actor?
That's reflective of the kind of community that that theater is, you know. It's just a love of the process, the storytelling, the excitement that the audience feels about having some story communicated to them, and
sure,
just like through movies and all. But there's nothing like live stage. It's just a different animal when you realize those people are standing right there in front of you. They're reciting all of those lines, but they're giving them with emotion and caring, and it's a great process. So over the years, the board of directors at Riverfront decided that they wanted to expand that experience, and
You all were behind, I think, Jones Fort for a
right there in the warehouse.
That was where we started. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I think Joe Wong owned the warehouse there for a while because we found a big Burger King hat in the back. Anyway, so over a number of years, like 15 years, they started a capital campaign and raised money with the purpose and intention of moving downtown. They initially worked with the City Redevelopment Agency, County Redevelopment, and they were going to move into Carl's Tire over.
Yeah,
Carl's
right down on Pine and Placer.
Pine and Placer. So they
that was still. I mean, it may have been closed when I first moved here 15 years ago.
And so they began the process of permitting and architectural plans and all of that. And then somewhere in the process, somebody decided to do some testing, and they said, oh, this Carl's Tire building's been here forever, and it's not earthquake-proof, so not only can you not use it, you have to tear it down. So after it was torn down, then the architectural plans changed, and the cost went to $3 million or whatever, and it was out of the question. So I happened along. They asked me to join the board, and one day I said, well, if you can't have that building, if you ever think about that building down on California Street, I'd rehearse down there for Fiddler on the Roof and the old Real building.
And this is in where its location now.
Yeah, 1950. Yeah. It was Reading Industrial Occupational Health, if you've been around town long enough. Had a swimming pool in it, a spa, and all this good stuff. Yeah. Well, I won't go through all the details, but we acquired the building. We filled in the swimming pool. It's now our auditorium, and it is just an absolutely beautiful facility.
It is.
I'm so proud of it.
Yeah. If you haven't been there. You know, the thing I've noticed about Reading, one of the things, many things I like about Reading and Shasta County and North State, is when people and I can't figure it out also at the same time. When people say, oh, there's nothing to do. That is absolutely untrue.
It's very untrue.
On any weekend, there's music going, there's plays going, because you're, you know, even though you may be the premier showplace for talent, there's still many other places that put on just outstanding shows, and there seems like there's always one going on. I don't know if you all talk with each other and say, you know.
We do have a theater coalition. So
say, we're going to do this, and you can do this, and we'll support you, and, and you support us. You know, I mean, lighting people and sound and all that kind of go from spot to spot.
Yep.
Is it all volunteers?
Riverfront has always been an all-volunteer organization, but when we moved to this new building, we really knew we needed to hire somebody. So we do have one employee that we just hired last year, and we only get her for 15 hours a week because that's about all we can afford right now. We're hoping that it will evolve.
And what does she do?
She does a lot of stuff. She tries to fill the space with other events. So we do use, people do rent our space for, we've had a celebration of life there. We have a comedy show or a,
That's a great, I mean, a celebration of life is just what it is, but that's a great idea.
Yeah. We just had the Sundial Film Festival there.
Yeah.
So we do other things. So she's in charge of trying to rent the space out. She also does all of our social media and she does a fantastic job.
Great. Well, you know, you need somebody on something like that.
And she has a theater background, from college.
How many plays do you put on a year?
This year we're doing 7 plays, but then we're also doing a children's workshop in the summer.
Okay.
So that's not included in the 7. We have Maureen Sanders, who is the drama director at, I can't ever think of the name, a charter school over on Bonneview. Oh, I can't think of the name right now. But anyway, she is going to be directing it, and it's going to be a 3-week process, and then at the end of the 3 weeks, the kids are going to put on a play.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Where they learn, and these are kids ages from?
They're 7 to 16.
Okay.
Yeah. Super. So we're super
excited. Because you're building your next crew coming up.
Right, and that's been really important to me.
Oh, no. You know what? Liam, it's time for you guys to take over here prison. You know, let the rest of us kind of kick back.
And, you know, we've had, like, Peter Pan, and that was all, youth cast, you know.
Those are fun. I mean, that's what I love is to see the kids.
You know what? I may actually threaten you with being in one of your plays.
You should. We would love it.
Well, I really would like Linda. And, of course, I can't tell Linda what to do. You know,
we could both be in a play together.
Be in a play together. Yeah, then we could be together all during the day and the night, which we are anyway. So, but we could be something else, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about On Golden Pond. It's premiering this weekend.
Yep.
We have tickets for it, so give us a call at 530-605-4567 for your free tickets. We'll give family packs. I don't even know how many we have, but I tell you what, we'll give them all away today, tomorrow, and the next day. And the only thing you have to do is go there and enjoy yourself.
And it's really a fun experience.
Yeah.
We have a really nice lounge where you can get refreshments and alcohol, and then the auditorium is just lovely. And we just got all new sound and lights.
Wow.
So we're super excited about that.
Very excited.
So you could put on a musical there easily.
We are going to do our first musical this September. It's going to be Forever Plaid. It should be a really fun play. And, we haven't done a musical yet. Our stage is not super, super big. It's really deep, but it's not really wide.
Mm-hmm.
So the musicals that we do will have to be fairly small cast.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I think Forever Plaid's going to be really fun.
Huge success on Broadway, and we're really looking forward to bringing it to town. It's going to be great.
Yep. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know what? This is just another reason that Reading's a good place.
It really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a good place. And you have they're quality productions by far. And if you haven't gone to one, I would invite you to do it.
Yep.
You know, to see just how much talent we have in this city. You know, when they would do the Cascade Christmases, I was always in awe of that.
Yeah,
or the Cougar, right. You know, the, what was that, the Cougar Starship, yeah. Or whatever it was, Enterprise.
Yep.
Starship.
Yeah. Enterprise and Club Cougar, too.
And Club Cougar.
Yeah.
I mean, their shows were just outstanding. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the one where where they have dinner and they're all doing things from the,
Madrigals.
Madrigals.
Oh, yeah,
Thank you. Thank you. The Madrigals.
That's amazing.
If you've never been to a Madrigal, yeah. You need to do that. I mean.
Yeah. There's stuff all the time.
There's stuff all the time.
And the high schools do some really great plays too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really good plays.
Yeah, they were in here the other day. They're getting ready for their musical coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. Rhonda and Daryl Alvey, thank you so much for being on today, but thank you so much for what you do for our community.
Well,
to kind of, you know, we need the arts. We need music. We, you know, we've got to have it in our schools.
I agree.
And thank you, Linda, for your constant and continued support. We really appreciate the support from everyone in the community, but you guys are just super.
Well, you know what? We believe in it. So, okay. We're going to take a break for the news, and we're going to come back with Dr. Pramila Dinuka and talk about our, I hate to say it, but our disease of the month.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The city of Matamoros last Friday have been found dead. That's according to a Mexican governor who says one of the other Americans was injured, the fourth, apparently not harmed. Seems they got caught up in the crossfire between two rival drug cartels. A relative of one of the Americans says they had traveled together from South Carolina so one of them could get a tummy tuck from a Mexican doctor. State Department's Ned Price notes there is a travel heads-up posted for that part of Mexico.
The travel advisory for Tamaulipas State remains at level 4. Do not travel. We encourage Americans to heed that advice.
Wall Street hitting the skids this morning, reacting to the congressional testimony of Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. The Fed chief raising the possibility of stepping up the pace of interest rate hikes if the economic data justifies it in order to fight inflation.
Although inflation has been moderating in recent months, the process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go and is likely to be bumpy.
Powell's appearance before the Senate Banking Committee, his first Capitol Hill testimony in 9 months. A Southern Poverty Law Center staff lawyer is among the 36 people arrested following last Sunday's anti-police riot in Atlanta. Rioters threw firecrackers, Molotov cocktails, and bricks at police, the future site of a public safety training center. Construction equipment was vandalized and burned. Those arrested faced charges of domestic terrorism. The Rochester, New York police chief says what began as a night of live music and fun ended in tragedy. Chief David Smith, referring to Sunday's crowd stampede at a rap concert, the rush to the exits left 2 women dead. The Dow down 294 points. Townhall.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
Another sign of a growing friction between the United States and China.
China's powerful leader, Xi Jinping, rarely mentions other countries by name, and this appears to be the first time he's called out the United States so directly, blaming the U.S. for posing severe challenges to China's development. Mr. Xi's blunt words come as tensions are mounting between Beijing and Washington, hinging on U.S. fears Beijing will provide weapons to Russia or that it might invade Taiwan. It's important Mr. Xi called out the U.S. when speaking to a business delegation. He's actively trying to boost the economy at home after lifting COVID restrictions.
That's the BBC's Celia Hatton. The influential sister of North Korea's dictator warns that her country is ready to take quick, overwhelming action against the United States and South Korea. The warning comes a day after the U.S. flew a nuclear-capable bomber, show of strength against the North. Townhall.com. A bipartisan Senate bill would end a decades-old commercial blockade of Cuba.
The Freedom to Export to Cuba Act draws support from Democrats who are tolerant toward Cuba and Republicans Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall of Kansas who see Cuba as an untapped market for agricultural goods. Senator Moran complains the embargo, quote, blocks our own farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers from selling into a market only 90 miles from our shoreline, while foreign competitors benefit at our expense. The bill is expected to face opposition from Democrat and Republican senators opposed to any leniency toward the Cuban regime. Biden reporting.
A 51-year-old Texas death row inmate is facing execution this evening. This for the fatal stabbing of his estranged wife and the drowning of her 6-year-old daughter. It happened back in September of 2009 at their home in Dallas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Today, the 7th of March, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, health. Care starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's on the, he's the captain of the ship today. Good morning, Skipper.
Good morning.
So, what's the weather look like?
Yeah, so
it's easy, really.
It's real easy. We're going to have a whole lot of rain, today through Sunday. Today we're looking at a high of 45. Moving forward, we're going to be in the high 40s, low 50s. Rain today, rain and snow tonight. Tomorrow morning, we're looking at some snow, and then some snow Wednesday night and Thursday morning, but rain and thunderstorms.
Yeah, and yep. Today after 4 p.m., standby. You know, our guest that had been scheduled for like, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks for this morning called yesterday, and they're down in Manton, and she can't get up the hill. And so I said, okay, that's no problem. Wait till the snow stops sometime in, you know, May. But I was so fortunate then to be able to get Dr. Pramila Dhanuka to come in. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is Colon Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
And you come in and you give us the latest and greatest on things that are happening, especially with a cancer that you can beat.
We certainly can, but we all have to try to beat it together. Because right now, the new latest on this I want to talk about is the American Cancer Society reduced the screening age from 50 to 45.
Okay.
And the reason being, we are seeing more cases of early cancers, of cancers in younger people between 40 and 50. That's the data from 2019. And so that's the reason for them reducing the age. And unfortunately, because younger people, we don't promote screening on them unless they have some family history. And most of their symptoms get, you know, because of some other reasons and delay mm-hmm. happens. So this data also showed that when they were diagnosed with cancer, it was way advanced.
I met somebody the other day. And, of course, I'm not mentioning names. Colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he is under that age. And surgery, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing in his family.
Yeah.
So this was really – because I hung around with you enough and listened to the shows. And what you just said – because he's probably in that – you know, probably not quite 40 – I don't know. Maybe he's around that.
Mm-hmm.
But – when they found that, and but the big thing about it is, since younger people are having it, is it because of diet? Is it, what's it? Something must be bringing it on. would you think?
There are more than one thing, actually. It's almost like what we call multifactorial, and some of us are actually wondering whether it's more than what we know even. We know a little bit or quite a bit, but still we don't know a lot about it, especially in the field of development of cancer in this age group.
Mm-hmm.
So the newer thing that is coming out, we already know that, you know, there are factors, environmental factors, personal factors that can affect the colon cancer risk and future development of colon cancer. But the newer thing that is coming out is basically that there may be some added environmental things that are happening that are causing changed biome in our microbiome, in our GI tract, which may be another factor which we have recently learned may be contributing to increased risk. So, that's something very new that we are learning.
I don't know. I just think that the diet that we've been raising our kids on,
mm-hmm.
because we love them.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And because you love them. Mm-hmm. So they were getting things that we didn't necessarily get it in my age group because, one, it wasn't out there to the extent it is here.
Right.
And it was a different lifestyle. So does lifestyle play something to do with this?
It is. It is. Diet definitely has inactivity, high-fat diet. They're looking more in, you know, alcohol, and familial risk factors. Genetics has a big role to play.
Does drugs have anything to do with it? Would you think?
We don't know so far, but smoking.
How about smoking marijuana?
Again, we don't have data on it. Basically, it takes about 20 years for the CDC to gather enough data to say this is risk there, and we are not there yet.
Okay.
Because all this marijuana thing is more recent in our, you know, happening in last 10 years.
Colon cancer is usually a slow-growing cancer, or am I wrong?
Usually it varies. Some of them can be very aggressive. Some of them can be moderately aggressive. Most of the time, polyps can be slow-growing, but, it all depends what we see on the pathology, what kind. How much differentiation is there on the pathology?
Okay. There is a way, though, to, as I can say this, nip this in the bud, nip those polyps in
the
bud.
Certainly. And that's where the screening things come. We always talk about, you know, there are cancers which we can help detect early. Main thing about cancers is if we can detect early, we can cure them. If we detect later, it's very difficult. Very small percentage of cure happens. So our stress definitely, especially in the cancers which we can detect early with early screenings, our stress has always been to go for screening.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I want to stress today's talk is make sure that we are trying to send all our patients who are eligible for screening sooner. And if there is a family history in somebody's background, please get them at least baseline screening done so we are aware that we can, need to screen this person more frequently. So that just having a family history puts you at a higher risk by itself. So all of us should look around, and if our immediate family members have a history, we need to get screened sooner.
I just got as I told you, and I don't mind sharing this, I just got a note from your husband's office, Dr. Paul DeNuca. To come back in, it's time again. And I could swear that it was just last year, but it obviously isn't. It's been several years. And this is something I do very faithfully. I get screened for colon cancer because after the first time I talked to you, and I went, oh. And Linda has been, our friends have been, and everybody jokes about it. But you know what? I joke about it all you want. But go do it. Now, we're going to take a quick break here and come back and talk some more about the fact that early detection of cancer is the secret and what people can do under different programs.
Yes.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're having a problem with a work injury because of a denial or it's running out or whatever, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168. Work injuries can be life-changing. Broken backs, arms broken, legs broken, maybe just a constant repetition of doing certain things have caused you to be unable to work at your old job. Well, if you want some information about what you can do, how you can handle this, give Patrick a call. 530-262-2168. He's an expert in workers' compensation. He's got, he's built his practice into the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. And there's a reason for that. It's because he does a great job. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We'll be right back.
This is Mandy Ahrens with Shasta Beam High Speed Internet. We have been building new towers and expanding our network so we can offer 100 megabits per second speed packages to rural Northern California, giving you faster and more reliable internet. We understand that high speed internet, unlimited data, and local technical support is important to our community. Shasta Beam has internet packages that start at only $59.95 a month. Call us today for our free installation special and try Shasta Beam risk-free with our money-back guarantee. Visit ShastaBeam.com for more information.
Hey listeners, celebrate St. Patty's Day with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an early Irish Benedict, midday Reuben sandwich, or traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner served daily from Thursday through Sunday, March 16th through the 19th. Pair it up with a beer or end with a delicious slice of carrot cake for the perfect treat. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today is the 7th of March, 8:18 in the morning, and it's 37 degrees out there. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, and eventually we all will, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle in the charging station. Whether it's a car, a truck, or an electric bicycle. Yeah. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. It's Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Just in harmony with that, I got my reminder that it's time to come back for my colon cancer screening, where they take a little photo of my nether regions from inside, and I take a little nap, come up, wake up feeling refreshed, and then they won't let me drive because they said, nope, sorry, you got to have somebody drive you home. But if they discover something in there, like a polyp or anything like that, because polyps can lead to cancer, and it takes all of 15 minutes. My friends, I just thoroughly, thoroughly encourage people to be screened, because colon cancer is one of about the three cancers that if they find it early, you're going to live a full life. Am I right, doctor? And I'm with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, oncologist with Pace Cancer Center.
Certainly, early screening helps detect early cancers, save lives.
Now, colon cancer, cervical cancer, and breast cancer.
Breast cancer.
Those are the three.
That's correct.
You catch them early, and you got to...
You're a good student, Carl.
Yeah. Great. Now, and the thing about it is that your insurance pays for the whole thing.
Yes.
But then that leads us to people without insurance. Are there avenues for them?
Some people don't have insurance, of course, it can be a daunting task to get colonoscopy for them, because it can be expensive, especially anesthesia costs sometimes. So I think we have a work to do in those areas. But I would still urge them, if they have symptoms, go to the hospital, at least approach some healthcare provider, and we'll figure out a way to help you.
Okay. And they will. They'll find a way.
We'll find a way.
One of my chat room people said too much pork, and I laughed at it. But when I asked you, can you eat too much pork?
There is information that meat products, too much meat products.
Oh, meat products, okay.
Okay, and red meat in particular, in general, more meat, that can increase the risk. That is because it slows the transit, the colon. Food transit.
Oh, okay. That makes sense because, how long does it take to move food through your colon?
It's variable person to person.
Okay. Yeah. But is it like average 48 hours?
Yeah, 24, 48 hours. Depends like how frequent your bowel movements are and your colon transit is basically dependent on that.
And it depends on the kind of food you eat, too, right?
Absolutely.
So does roughage, like salads and things like that?
They increase the transit.
Okay. That'll run it through then.
So that's why it's always advisable to get more roughage, more fiber, and fruits and vegetables. So it balances out the meat that we need to eat.
I feed my horse psyllium. Does that help? It's supposed to help move things through.
Yeah, so we do have, I think people who have constipation, we advise them to have psyllium. Yeah.
Okay, so there, you learned something new here again today. I've been giving it to horses for a long time, but then I see it in the health food store, psyllium, and I'm thinking, I guess it would work on people.
Horses are close relatives, you know. Close
relatives. Yeah, mine's going to live with us here pretty soon. Okay, so now red meat. Because it takes it longer to move through the system,
basically what happens is meats have proteins.
Uh-huh.
And when the proteins are used, the byproducts, there can be toxin products, nitrates, what we call them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are considered pro-carcinogen.
Okay.
So that's amines and nitrates. They, when we metabolize them, the byproducts that can be.
So is the keto diet that you hear so much about, which is heavy proteins, and that's about it. That could, you know, where it causes people to lose weight, it could also cause other problems down the road.
Yeah, keto diet is advisable to crash lose weight, fast lose weight, but, you know, those people who really need it for health reasons. But I don't advise to my older patients doing it because it's not a very easy on your body. It's basically putting your body on a keto stress.
Okay.
And not everybody's body can handle it.
Oh.
So it can affect your kidneys. It can affect an cancer risk is a far-reaching effect, but if you do it for a long period of time, certainly that can be.
If you do it like a month or two, then get off
months
it.
Not months or two, but years.
Years. And okay, usually, so you have to be on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's your lifestyle that makes the difference in this cancer risk. Immediate short-term things don't make as much difference as long-term lifestyle patterns make.
Okay. So if you had a lifetime habit of eating lots and lots of protein without the roughage that goes with it to move it through.
Right.
So if you're going to have a steak, have salad and, you know,
so that balance kind of stuff. It out. Yeah. And that's why all kinds of variety of food is a good thing because everything has a role in our system when we are.
Fruits and vegetables?
Of course.
Good. Move through things. Because that's what we're trying to do is move it through your system as fast as possible, yet still get the nutrients out of it, but then not keep it in there.
Right.
Oh. Diet, exercise?
Exercise, certainly. More immobile we are. I always tell my patients, we were meant to be moving. That's why we have half of our body's legs, you know. So,
well, that's, yeah, so half of your body is legs, you should be moving them.
So we are supposed to move, but for whatever reasons, if we are not as ambulatory, we are in sedentary lifestyle, that can be a risk factor, certainly.
Okay. Because Dr. Khan, renowned heart cardiologist guy, says 30 minutes of walking a day, well, you'll live, if you don't do anything else in your life, you'll live 5 years longer. And
exactly.
I thought, wow. And he says, you can start at any time.
Any time.
And if you can't walk 30 minutes, walk a minute. Walk
I agree
5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's still, but it's good for your overall health, too.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because when you're moving, everything is in motion in the body, too, and it helps.
Well, that's true. So, okay, the importance of that cleansing routine before you get a colonoscopy. Totally. I mean, that's the only thing that people complain about.
It is true, actually. I've been for colonoscopy myself several times. And
you live with the guy.
I live with the guy. So that is the hardest part. And it's not the colonoscopy, as you said, it's actually 15 minutes thing, you know.
Yeah.
That's not the bad part. It's the preparation for it that does it. And it's definitely hard. And most of the people try to avoid for that reason. But I think we need to encourage everybody, please do it, even if it is a little bit inconvenient. It is.
Hey, it's once every 5 or 10 years. Clean your system out. I think that's good for you anyway, you know. How about things like high colonics? Are those good for your system? That's where they put the, you know, they insert a hose, and then they put water or solutions into your colon.
Enema or
You know, like a what am I talking about here? Like a what do they do that when they
like enema?
Like an enema, but it goes up further because you see them in elk claws.
I don't know.
Kind of cleans out your system.
I don't know. I mean, if you can do it yourself. I don't see any, any major benefit or problem. If somebody wants to do it, go ahead.
Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, if you don't want, but
I was just wondering because what it's doing is supposedly cleaning
it's
your
out,
up higher, taking out all of the things that are hanging in there.
Yeah, but now your own body is doing because the whole rhythm of our colon is to get things out. You know,
that's the whole thing. That's the whole idea. It moves through.
Yeah.
So if people have problems with different parts of their removal system, you know, like the intestines, high, you know, because your intestines are upper, lower, all of that, can a colonoscopy help identify things like that, or would that be going from the other side?
No, definitely. See, I always, the simplest way I can explain is like GI tract is divided into three parts.
Right.
Upper one, which we do the EGD for endoscopy.
Yeah, that goes through your mouth.
Through the mouth, right. And it...
With a different camera, by the way, people. It's not the same one.
Yeah, so it goes through and it goes up till duodenal area and they check it there.
Okay.
Then the small, when it comes to the duodenal and when the small bowel comes, that's where the things, the usual scopes cannot go through. So they cannot go beyond that. And so small bowel is the difficult part. Then the colonoscopy is looking at only the large bowel from back, so from
as far up as it can go.
As far up as it can go, and usually it's able to go to ileocecal valve.
Okay.
Till that point. So we can go as far. And the middle colon, which is left, we are able to see that with the capsule endoscopy. And sometimes if we need intervention done in those, then we send the patients for tertiary care centers. And they're able to do with double balloon scopes, which are thinner enough to go into that smaller loops and look at that. But it's not easily available everywhere, so we need them to...
It has to be like a symptom, which is what we're going to talk about when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. No, this is for active seniors that like to still have a great time but are tired of taking care of plumbing, painting... what else? I can just go on and on and on the things that happen if you're a homeowner. So River Commons has got beautiful accommodations. They have wonderful food, a gourmet chef there. They have a new program for moderate income people who think, well, I can't afford to do that. Well, you might be surprised. Give them a call at 530-221-2121. Talk to Brian. Come on down for a personalized tour of River Commons. Maybe have lunch down there and they'll talk to you about the different programs they have down there for people of all people of different incomes. So go down to River Commons, find out why people worry less, smile more, and be in Northern California's premier retirement community. That's River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Jacob's Ladder by Southern Draw. Offering a bold, rich, and complex profile, the notes of coffee, earth, spice, and pepper are pronounced and are provided by the premium Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper, replete with tobaccos from Nicaragua, including Lajeros from Esteli. Pairing this with your bourbon of choice makes this a perfect after-dinner treat. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, courage, commitment. Marine Corps art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Back. Free Fire Radio here. It's like, that's good music, man. You know, is that a slow dance music or is that a kind of a medium dance music, ma'am?
I don't know. It's kind of whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, you know what? Anything, I'll take anything and dance slow with it. I don't care if it's KC and the Sunshine Band going for it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We are having intermittent problems with the internet. It's leaving us okay, but our carrier lines up to our FM tower seem to be going in and out. Not all the time, but occasionally, and it'll go off, you know, like it just stops for a few seconds or a minute, and then it comes back again. And like I said, it's leaving us fine. And it's just the process, and I know that the company that provides that is working on it. So we'll see what happens. But thank you for your patience. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, where I've gone to get my haircut forever and never had a bad haircut. They work by appointments, which is really cool because, you know, you plan it when you want to do it, instead of having to just go down and wait in line, sit there for whatever, because they're very popular. So you make your appointment at 530-244-9478, and then you get your haircut. And then you're in and out. Man's last stronghold. What else can I say? You're not going to see Dr. Phil on the TV. Man's last stronghold. It's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. My guest and one of my favorite people, Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. And she and her husband came to our country how many years ago now? Gosh.
27
years ago. Now, if you don't know the story, and I'm not going to go, I'm just going to do a synopsis of it. They literally could go anywhere in the United States to live. They're both doctors. They're both very good doctors. And you searched around, and when you found Reading, that was it. And you've been here for how long now?
17 years.
17 years here. And you chose Reading.
Reading is home.
It is home. And you've raised your children here. Mm-hmm.
Two are going to be a doctor now.
I know that one.
Both
the girls. And they may come back here. They want to come back. And they are, I thought it graduated from medical school and was doing a residency here, but
yeah,
I could be wrong.
She's doing OBGYN residency right
now. Okay, and the other one is?
Going to start her med school.
Okay. Oh, she's going to start. She's been accepted. Yeah. Now, she was doing something else for a couple of years.
Yeah, she was doing, she did the School of Foreign Service in Georgetown.
Georgetown University.
Yeah, and then she did 2 years of research because she got interested in world health. So during COVID, she did COVID studies here in Reading, actually. And she published the paper for about us. Reading, she actually presented the whole different viewpoint about the COVID in up north state Reading. And so she talked about, she said, it's a different environment. You need to learn about it, and we all need to. So she presented that paper, and she's actually doing research job right now at UCSF.
And so, but she's going to medical school
too. She's going to medical school because she just, it all led back to, however they tried to run away from us, it all leads back to the medicine.
And you know, it turns out that many things that people said about COVID back then have turned out to be true.
Exactly.
You know,
what they were being called conspiracies and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's been proven beyond doubt. The latest Cochrane study came back that COVID vaccination is equally or inferior to actually natural acquired immunization from infection.
You know, the one thing that always surprised me, I don't know, we're going to go back, of course, to the subject. It's Colon Cancer Awareness Month, is that we never tested people at first about, we never tested. How many people have had it, not knowing it? Because when they told me I had it in September, I had no symptoms. Except I had a runny nose, and when they tested me for COVID and they said I had it, I was just, I didn't believe them. I said, that's not true. And they, and when you tell somebody that just gave you the test that it's not true, they don't know what to say. So,
see, that's what happened. Rushing through the
I mean, I'm sure I had it, but
rushing through mandates is a problem, you know. Even the ones, we are not against vaccination, but those vaccinations have been time-tested over 10, 20 years data before they were mandated to people. These ones, we had 2 years data, and not even 2 years, actually. When we were forced to do it, it was even less than that, and by now, people have got 4 or 5 vaccines and without any proven benefit.
Well, I took 3, and you know, I tell people, if you don't want a vaccination, then don't get one. But don't try to force something on me.
Yeah, forcing is a problem. You know, if somebody wants to get it, please.
And then punish them.
And punish them.
Or ostracize them and things like this. This was totally wrong. Totally wrong. I felt like, okay, I'm going to take the vaccinations. I've spent a long time
I've
in the Marine Corps.
All the vaccinations. Taken it? Yeah. So, you know, that's not the problem. But forcing is a problem. It's a power. You know, that is what is not any.
And you immigrated from a country that does that kind of stuff. Anyway, enough of that. Now I'm going back to our colon cancer here. No, I want to finish up with your son now. Okay, so those are your two daughters. Now, your son was on the show one day because he aced, what was it, the ACTs?
ACTs,
he got 100.
Yeah.
Now, how many people do that? I mean, it's got to be like one. It's got to be in the one
it's
in the millions
or
something. He scored 100 on the test. I didn't ask him. Did you guess any? I should have. And I kind of felt like when he was talking to me, he had dropped at a level, you know, because he's thinking. Anyway, so what's in? He was captain of the tennis team and all this. What's he doing now?
He's doing his master's in math at UCLA.
Already? Has it been that long?
Yeah, they promoted him early.
Oh, okay.
Instead of 4, they gave him 2 years for undergraduate.
Oh, okay.
And he's doing his master's. He wants to be a teacher because he thinks, you know, math teachers, and he can make a difference there. And he really wants to help the city schools.
Inner city?
That's where inner city schools, that's where he's working. And he comes back so passionate and crying, I can only help you. I don't know how to help the rest, you know.
Isn't that wonderful?
So he really he's passionate about it. So he's going to be a teacher soon, and he's going to be starting a job soon at UCLA.
At UCLA. Okay. That's great. Okay. So, symptoms of colon cancer.
So usual symptoms that we know, we all know if there's a blood coming out of the stool, we all are worried and rushing. That's common, right?
That's regularly, right? Because some people can bleed for other reasons, too.
If you have hemorrhoids or other thing, that seems good. But if fresh or occult blood coming out, that is a warning sign for everybody, right?
Okay.
You need to get screened. The other thing is change in pattern of bowel habits, which we need to pay attention. Anytime your bowel patterns are changing, it's important to pay attention and go to and seek a colonoscopy. Anytime you're having unexplained cramping, excessive gas, excessive pain while you're sleeping, all those things should alert us. Other thing is not getting feeling of complete evacuation after having a bowel movement, important to pay attention and get screening done. Go to talk to your doctor, get a colonoscopy. So unexplained weight loss, another signal to get checked out.
Okay.
So those are some of the common ones that we want to.
Okay. And again, colonoscopy, I know we talked a little bit about it. It's kind of uncomfortable when you're getting ready for it, but, you know, frankly, I always thought you clean your system out. It's good for you.
So,
and then 15 minutes in there. And I know how long it took because I was in this, when I started, I looked at what time the clock was. And then when I went inside and everybody's chit chatting with me and I'm going, bam, bam. And then the next thing I know, it was 15 minutes later. I'm in the same spot outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to actually stress on one more thing, that when we go to the doctors, because I've been telling you to go to your doctor, sometimes patients are reluctant to get the colonoscopy, or the doctors find it easier to do a stool occult blood, or these days it's the Cologuard. Occult blood at least does not, Cologuard or occult blood stool test does not replace colonoscopy. If you are needing a colonoscopy, colonoscopy should be done whether you have done those or not. Because so many times you hear patients telling you, I've done that and I'm good. No. Because you miss out. Cologuard, which is so big propaganda right now going on.
Where you take a stool sample.
Yeah, and mail it.
And you send it to somebody.
Send it and then they tell you. But Cologuard, which is misses 50% of the polyps.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually misses 10%, 10 to 15% of the colon cancer. So you can't be lulled into false sense of security in that, but that's why it's not equal to colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Another important thing is when it's the polyps usually that convert into cancer, right? So when Cologuard is not removing those polyps out, whereas colonoscopy, actually you get those polyps removed. When they are seeing the polyps, they are removing it as the colonoscopy is being done. So the precursor of the cancers are removed. You don't get that same thing with Cologuard or stool test. So please don't get lulled into this that it is equal, and it is not equal.
Okay, so what you've learned something big here is that it's called Cologuard.
Cologuard.
And but if you take a stool sample, send it in, there's still a great chance that it's missed.
10 to 15% of the cancers and.
Yeah.
50% of the polyps are missed by that.
So.
And remember, they haven't done this. This is based off only one study. They haven't done, nobody is doing any other study comparing these two, which I think should be done. This should be our, before people start believing and doing, changing their life, doctors changing their patterns, we should have done more studies to confirm how, before we advise patients to do just Cologuard and nothing else.
I'm sure that
they aren't.
They're not. They're not telling people, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it seems stupid to me.
So we need to, as medical providers, we have to have more studies done to compare colonoscopy and Cologuard. I think that's my take on that.
Okay. I'm here with Dr. Pramila Nuka. This is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. One of the three cancers that, if found early, can be cured, and you've got a full life after that. But you have to be tested, and we learned Cologuard is probably not the way to go. If you want a thorough checking of anything's going on, because polyps, which can grow inside the colon, when you get a colonoscopy, those are snipped off. And it changes, from maybe every 10 years to every 5 for your colonoscopies. But it can
serve. Some people need it even more frequent. Sometimes they tell you that your GI doctor will tell you 2 years, 3 years to come back if they see more polyps in your colonoscopy.
Okay.
So it's important to get colonoscopies done for that reason.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Redding. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Abad. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment, but I have Dr. Pamela Danuka with me, so she's a good stand-in. So good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Carl.
We've been talking colon cancer awareness month, one of the three cancers that can be cured if found early. And that's what we've been talking about, how, you know, diet, testing, colon guard, which is a where you send a sample of your stool in. They found that it doesn't work that well. If you've got polyps, it only catches them in maybe 50% of the time, and that may be, you know, kind of advanced. And then regular colon problems, it's only, you know, it misses 10 to 15% of it. So there's nothing like that will do the job as a colonoscopy that goes in there and looks. We've talked about a number of things. Now, you just brought up something. Oh, somebody that just died.
Chadwick Boseman.
You know from the Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Yeah. But, and he died from
colon cancer. He was diagnosed at age 40.
40.
Yeah, he struggled with it for 4 years, and he was actually doing movies while he was
going through
the treatment.
Yeah.
And then he passed away after 4 years of struggle. But he did not have any screening because he did not know. And he was later diagnosed with Lynch syndrome, which is when people have familial cancer in their family history, and they have an abnormal gene that promotes the cancer. Cancer generation causes the increased risk of cancers.
Well, you know, your family history is so important, and that's why you see this. What? 1, 2, 3, or whatever it is, the DNA,
testing.
Because people are looking to see, do they have, you know, especially if they don't know, you know, if they've been adopted or other things, trying to find out if there's been illnesses in their family.
I think even before the DNA test, if we talk to our friends and family, close, close family members, and you know they have a history of cancer, pay attention. You know, try to find out what type. And if you have more than one, and at least inform your doctors about it, because they can help you guide what tests to be done and what, if you need a DNA testing done at that point.
I knew a Marine, he was a senior Marine, that passed early. He's like in his 40s. His dad had passed in his 40s from the same thing, and he had a son.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know the son, but I'm thinking if I was a son, I would want to know, you know, what was causing it, if it's running your family.
Then you need early screening. And usually they recommend if you have a family history, you are required to do screening starting 10 years before the last member who had the cancer at that. So their age, at what age they had the cancer, is important for that reason.
So if they got it in their 40s, you should be getting them in your 30s.
Yeah, then. So your screening starts in 30s in that situation.
And now that's in all forms of cancer, I imagine. How do you but some of them are really, like lung cancer, when we talk about lung cancer, it's difficult because it doesn't have any symptoms till it's too late in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a family that has a history of this, then you can get testing, special testing.
Absolutely,
right?
Carl, yeah. If you know the history, that is going to be a big help to you.
We had a lady on the other day
about
it, had a heart attack over at Shasta. You may have heard the story, but she worked there.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. She's a nurse, but she worked there, and she was complaining about big chest pains in her arm. And she went home because she thought it was just indigestion or whatever, and she worked through it like women do.
Right.
Came back the next day, and then one of the other people there, Lynn Ann, goes in and says, "You need to go down and have this checked." And she went to the emergency room. She was having a full-blown heart attack. But every male in her family had heart attacks.
See,
and she knew that, but she had not, her doctor was sitting right next to her, and she had never mentioned that to him.
Yeah, that's the important point. We all need to pay attention to our family histories.
Okay.
It makes a big, big difference.
Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this, because I hopefully we may have saved somebody's life today.
Maybe, I hope so.
Hopefully more than one, but if you're of that age and you've never had a colonoscopy, get one.
That's true.
It's painless.
Don't be Christy Alley.
Oh, she died too?
She never did a colonoscopy.
And died of?
Colon cancer.
It's amazing why people won't do it, too.
We all need to be proactive getting these screening colonoscopies to get assessed, get our risk, and do follow-up.
You know, people have parties where they go out and, oh, let's have a Super Bowl party. Oh, no, hey, let's all of us girls get together for lunch. And instead of drinking martinis, you should have a colonoscopy party.
Yeah.
And you all go down there and get it done.
See, that's why I tell in my office, Base Cancer Center, I always tell them, every patient, if you're in the screening age, you need to get. If you have a family history, we all do this screening on every patient we are getting there.
Of course.
So we have a risk there. We document it. And if they need any kind of test done, we do it ahead of time.
Great. How do people get a hold of you at Pace Cancer Center?
Pace Cancer Center, 2145 Court Street, phone 530-247-1425.
There you go. You don't want, really, you want to avoid seeing Dr. Danuka.
But I'm your friend. You can come there and I can help.
That's right. If you got questions, give her a call. But go see your husband first. And, because, of course, he has, what's the name of his center?
The Reading Endoscopy Center?
Yes. Yeah. So, okay. Thank you so much for being with us today. Tomorrow, we're going to have the Chamber of Commerce is going to join us tomorrow.
Thank you Jake for having
Mangus.
Me.
Oh, you know what, Dr. Danuka? You are always such a joy to have here because you're full of knowledge and over a lot of different things. And thank you for you and Paul for moving here and becoming such a great part of our community.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, it's going to be raining, maybe some thunderstorms after 4 o'clock today, so be prepared, for it. Snow, it's going to be raining and possibly some snow the rest of the week. So take care of yourself, drive safe out there, and God bless America.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.